Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It appears as if New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell is doing what many politicians do. She seems to be sacrificing true concern for the safety of the citizens who voted for her to put her in office twice. She seems to be sacrificing concern for safety with her focus on her political life after she leaves office in 2026. At a time when the murder rate currently vaults the city of New Orleans to the murder capital of the world status, I'm sorry, murder capital of the country status, and carjackings and armed robberies have become so routine that citizens of New Orleans are feeling the threat of crimes every day. Our mayor refuses to even say that the crime surge right now in the city is at a crisis level. Last month, Mayor Cantrell acknowledged an increase in crime in the city, but refused to describe the surge in crime as a crisis. And one has to wonder, how bad do things have to get for Mayor Cantrell to admit that the crime wave, the crime rate in the city right now, is a crisis? Well, she doesn't want to do that because that would reflect poorly on her administration. Yesterday, two ranking members of the New Orleans City Council, Helena Moreno and J.P. Morrell, were interviewed by WWL-TV. The two blasted Cantrell's impotent approach to the current crime wave. Moreno said the crime wave is a crisis, and that the mayor and NOPD Chief Sean Ferguson must admit that there is a problem. J.P. Morrell accused the mayor and the police chief of downplaying the city's crime problem to protect the image of the city, further demonstrating that Mayor Cantrell is more concerned about her political image than protecting the citizens who elected her to office. Is the reality that the city council has approved funding for programs that will address NOPD's dangerous shortage of officers and other issues related to the crime wave. But Mayor Cantrell has not acted on the funding. The money's there. Moreno said in an interview with Channel 4 that the Cantrell administration is refusing to attack even the low-hanging fruit opportunities to fight increasing crime in the city. Why is this? The council approved over $1 million to improve and increase recruitment of NOPD officers, but Cantrell will not sign the memorandum to move forward. The council has also approved funding for programs that will allow non-commissioned officers to respond to things like traffic accidents, which would leave police officers more time to deal with more pressing issues. But the mayor's office and NOPD have not even taken advantage of the funding. You need to know this. If you voted for Mayor Cantrell, you need to know this. And her approval rating has gone from about 77% to 44%. And as I said yesterday, the only good news about that is Biden is still lower at like 38.5%. Pointing out that Mayor Cantrell seems more interested in her image than the safety of the citizens who voted for her, Councilmember J.P. Morrell pointed out that NOPD pulled 10 to 20 officers out of their districts to patrol the French Quarter during Essence Fest this past weekend. Morrell said when you pull that many officers from the districts to the quarter, the rest of the city is less safe, but the tourists are. Mayor Cantrell was a prominent figure at Essence Fest, wearing flashy dresses with a much-needed new hairstyle, I might add. From the beginning of the pandemic, when New Orleans was one of the COVID-19 hotspots, Cantrell relished in the national spotlight that she was granted. with comments that exposed her motives of preparing for something much bigger in terms of politics, much bigger than being mayor of New Orleans. The state of Louisiana watched Governor Bobby Jindal turn his back on voters to put him in office, the voters that put him in office. He abused his political position as governor to position himself to run for the presidency. And we all know how quickly Jindal crashed and burned. He wasn't even on the radar. And he turned his back on the state to get the attention that went nowhere. While mayor of New Orleans, we witnessed Mitch Landrieu use his position toward the end as mayor to set up a run for the presidency. And he, too, crashed and burned, never became more than a whisper. And at one point, people were feeding him information that he might be the next presidential nominee for the Democrats. Landrieu is currently part of the Biden administration and is overseeing the $1 trillion infrastructure legislation. It seems obvious that Mayor Cantrell is striving to protect her image, to position herself for when she leaves office. Cantrell seems to believe that she can be a national political figure, and there may be sycophants around her telling her this. And her appearance at Essence Fest seems to support that goal of getting national attention. When you look back on the number of press conferences and the vigilance of Mayor Cantrell's concern for the safety of the citizens at the outset of the COVID pandemic, Cantrell proved that she has the ability to talk to citizens and to point out how she is concerned about their well-being. Compare those days to her current unwillingness to be vigilant in attacking the city's current crime wave. Cantrell's lack of press conferences and the lack of contact with the citizens of New Orleans paints a definitive picture of a mayor who is refusing to admit that the current crime wave during her administration is a crisis, and ignoring the growing threat of crime is an effort to protect her image as a politician. Mayor Cantrell initially refused requests to respond to the harsh criticism of her approach to the crime wave, but she finally did, saying in a statement, "Public safety remains my number one priority, and my administration remains laser-focused on the goal of reducing crime in New Orleans. For anyone to say that we don't take crime seriously and public safety seriously is someone who is not paying attention to the prevention, intervention, and community transformative strategies that this administration has put forward." That's part of the statement. But yet, the city and NOPD have turned down money that has been approved to help recruit NOPD officers and to deal with other issues concerning the crime wave in New Orleans. So the simple response that exposes the mayor's words as nothing but lip service comes in the form of a proven cliche. Mayor Cantrell, actions speak louder than words.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.